NamNab is a podcast that deals with the grisly details of a variety of topics, including true crime cases, government cover-ups, conspiracies, and the paranormal. This content is not suitable for everyone. Viewer discretion is advised.
She was murdered.
Sup, my dudes?
Welcome back.
This is Not a Monster, Not a Boogeyman.
I'm Naomi.
I'm Janae.
I'm Les.
And this week, I have a fun little story for you.
Fun little ditty.
a little ditty, if you will.
He's ever fun.
Sometimes.
I don't want your kind of fun.
My kind of fun is watching you guys get mad, as we know. So. But that's not this week, I don't think.
Yay.
Yay.
That's next week. So. So. I will go back to my narratives for a second.
Yay!
Story time.
Yeah, I'm a child. So.
I'm putting my children to bed, and this is what I'm telling them.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, no. I know, we're just like, we have a couple of lessons for you.
Right.
You my kids.
You ever hear about Ted Bundy, kid? Huh?
Do you ever just hear about that one chick who just went out to the driveway? Remember that story? Like, that girl, the little girl who just disappeared, and then we found out it was your story.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's like one of your first narratives.
I don't remember which one
I fucking forgot.
Is.
What are we talking
like in
about?
The 50s and like,
yes,
you know, people didn't care where their kids were.
Oh.
And the little girl, do you remember?
Yeah.
And then we had that weird wild goose chase. We were like, what doesn't add up?
Yeah, we were all like, so he did it?
No.
No.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway. Right. You float on the water in a small boat. The sun is low in the sky, but the thick trees that loom over the canal with their old branches and gnarled roots that curl into the earth well below the water surface blocks out the golden rays that would have made the journey enjoyable. It is getting cold, and you can see the outlines of small houses on the banks. The shadowy forms of children crouch in the tall grass as you float by, a traveler in their homelands. You are jostled suddenly, and something hits the bottom of your boat, casting ripples across the dark water and sending the insects that kissed its surface scurrying. You continue to float until the willowy mass comes into view, hundreds of tiny bodies hanging from branches and that swing against each other like a macabre wind chime in the breeze. This is the Island of the Dolls.
Ew. This is what you're going to tell your kids?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
There were bodies. Everywhere.
Tiny bodies.
Ew, I hate this place.
Ew,
you know what
about
it is.
This place. I mean, I only know of it because of this one movie I watched. It was like Mexican horror films.
Yeah.
Short horror films.
Surprise, it happens in Mexico.
Surprise. I don't know anything about this.
Yes.
So
yeah.
It's terrifying.
Surprisingly, my mom didn't either.
It's
like, my cousin and I sat here and we're like, what do you mean?
Wait, what?
Fucking weird.
Well, this happened during her time frame of living there. So I'm like, you should know about this, right? My family's also really poor, so like, maybe not. There's not much known about Don Julian Santero Barrera's early life, just that he lived on a once quiet island in a shack that still stands under the hollow bodies of hundreds of dolls. The island is located in Xochimilco, which is just south of Mexico City. It is only accessible through the boats in the canals.
Mm-hmm.
So these have been around for a very, very long time.
It's so weird.
So it's like in a river bank?
It's
or?
Like a little island. It's like literally, I go a little bit more into what this is in just a second.
Okay.
Here. So the islands are actually old chinampas. So these were created by the Aztec people by interweaving reeds, and they would stick a stake through it to get into the lake beds because these were used as like man-made floating islands on shallow lakes to do farming.
Interesting.
So
okay.
Farmers would make these and have them by their homes so that way they could do, you know, farming.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time they just solidify and become part of the landscape.
That's
so they kind of move with the water.
Okay.
So that's what this island is. He lives on one of these that has overgrown, become like part of the river system.
Okay.
So
does it move like it moves with the current essentially?
They kind of move like somewhat. They're supposed to be like stuck into the lake bottom,
okay.
But they do move a little bit. I think there's an interesting like little video that you can find on YouTube of a lake, I think somewhere in Europe, where you can watch the islands move across the lake with the waves and the wind. I don't know what that is. I think that's like a floating bit of land.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not similar to that. It's not this, but it's similar to that.
Okay.
Where they can kind of move a little bit, but they normally stay within the same area.
Okay. Sorry, just for clarification.
Yeah. So that's just a fun little factoid about that.
It's kind of fucking creepy.
Yeah, it's a little weird. A
little weird. So Don Julian had a wife and a family at some point. But in this is within the 20th century. He used to sell vegetables, and he lived in this like little town within Mexico City that's pretty well known. He used to sell vegetables and would go into town to get drunk, but he stopped drinking when he started seeing spirits.
In town?
Yeah, within town. So like,
interesting.
For a very, very long time, he's been seeing like spirits or ghosts or whatever. That's at least one of the claims.
Okay.
But again, I could not find anything on this dude's early life. I spent hours, and I put my cousin on this job as well, and I was like, you have until Saturday to tell me anything you know.
Right.
So, he is not very well known.
Huh. Mysterious.
That makes it kind of creepier. Like, that puts a eerier spin.
On the
he lives on this little island. He, like, left his wife and his family just unexplicably. He doesn't, nobody knows why. They think it was the drinking, or that he was just like mentally unsound.
Okay.
Sixth sense. The dude's dead.
They think it might have been like part of his superstition.
The
that
twist.
He was
he's
like
reincarnated.
Yeah. Some people
is
said
he
that
still
like,
alive?
No. Some people think that his superstitions kind of like fed into that. At one point, he was apparently drunk and would start, like, preaching Bible verses in the town. And then people were like, yo, can you fucking leave?
Right. Like, can you stop?
But
nobody wants it.
Yeah. It's, like, it's different accounts from different people of, like, why he left. But there's no set reason.
Okay.
Just that he left his family, found this island, and lived there in a shack or a hut.
And put all these
by
weird
himself.
Fucking dolls up?
Getting into that.
Okay. It's scary.
I want you to see a picture of it after we're done.
Yeah, I'll show you some pictures.
Did you hear that squeak come from my throat? Because I'm terrified of what you're going to show me.
Do you like dolls?
No.
No, I don't. They've been one of my bigger fears as a kid.
I picked a good one then.
Yeah, it scares the shit out of me.
So anyone who did know Don Julian, mainly later in life, they said that he would often sit outside his hut and play the guitar. And he said that he did this to appease the mermaids of the canals.
I mean,
because
that sounds reasonable.
That's fucking scary to think of those Mexican mermaids just up in those canals.
Well, and the people, like, even especially the older generations of Xochimilco, they really heavily believe that there are mermaids in these canals.
Cool.
Probably
let's go.
Some weird ass people. Some like weird alien type bitches.
Well, and I'll bring this up a little bit later, but there have been some sightings of, like, really big shadows in the water.
Ew.
That they're saying, like, it's a bigger fish than anything they would see within the river system normally.
Mermaid. It's a mermaid.
And this ties in a little bit more with Don Julian later.
Okay.
I didn't put it in my notes because it was from one of my sources, which is Ghost Adventures, because I'm a bitch for that show.
Fair enough.
They interview his nephew, Don Julian's nephew, and he mentioned seeing the shadows of bigger fish, really heavy air quotes on that, in the river or in the canals. So could be tied into that. I didn't make that connection until right now because I was like, island. So the legend of the Island of the Dolls, as told by Don Julian himself, is that one day in the water outside of the shack, he found the body of a girl who had fallen into the canal and drowned. Supposedly.
Okay. No proof to support that actually happened.
I'll get into that.
Wait, he found the body of
a
girl?
He found the body of a girl. Some things say like a young woman, but most things reference her as a girl.
Okay.
So, somewhere between like a child
the
to like teenager
like she's
age
13.
Probably. he found the body of a girl who had fallen into the canal and drowned. And later, a doll also washed up on the banks of his island, and he believed it to have belonged to the girl.
Okay.
Out of respect for her spirit, he hung the doll on a tree.
Well, that's kind of sweet. It's a little weird, but it's sweet.
However, Don Julian began to have weird experiences. He would hear footsteps, whispers, and cries of pain and anguish, even though he was miles from civilization. Out of fear, he began to hang up as many dolls as he could and try to scare off the spirits, so these would like wash up from the canals regularly onto his island.
So are
what,
there
the dolls? The dolls.
A bunch of missing children that were not
talking about?
This guy, I'm just like really confused.
When the dolls are associated with missing children?
Just the first one because he found that body. He was like, doll washes up shortly after I found the body of this girl. Reason stands, like, they probably fell in at the same time.
Right.
But it's just like the canals are kind of polluted.
Okay.
If I'll say that. So there's like stuff that washes up all the time. So in this case, like, he would find dolls in the canal and he would like hang them up because he hears these spirits and he's like trying to appease whatever it is. He's not sure if it's like multiple spirits, if it's something evil, or if it's just the spirit of this girl.
So he's like, go ahead, sorry.
Offering the dolls in a certain way?
Kind of. He's trying to just be like,
here are
trying
all
to
these
make
empty vessels. Yeah, please, right? Go there.
Yeah, exactly. Could, yeah.
Any of these will do.
Not me.
But me.
Not me.
He's like, I mean, it's so weird. I just thought this little island would have been so safe by myself.
Yeah.
Out here.
Dreams.
In the middle of nowhere.
No, it's like, I think he's trying to make the spirit, if it was of the girl, he was trying to make the spirit happy.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So that way she would stop bothering him.
Oh.
So it could you. Be that. It could be he's like, he sees the dolls as protectors. So he is trying to protect himself. Yeah. So he would continue to do this for the next 50 years, hoping to appease the spirit of the drowned girl with rotten, broken dolls on the canal, sometimes only hanging up parts of them that would wash up since the canals are the play place of children, who would often lose their toys or discard their broken ones. He would also dig through the trash of his neighbors to find dolls, but most notably he would trade with neighbors for like any dolls that they had that they were going to get rid of, with produce he would grow on the island.
Okay, so there's like... just like a doll arm. He's like, that's mm-hmm. fine. I don't know where the rest of it is. Just hang that.
Yeah. No, it's like pretty much dismembered dolls all over this island.
Wow, I don't like it.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, if you're a person who lives there too, like, you know, around, mm-hmm. I would take my doll. I'd be like, let me go tie this here doll up. Wait, are they just like tied up on the
Yeah,
island?
They're just tied up.
Are they dangling off of the tree?
They're,
or are they
some
like
of them
nailed?
Are like actually like tied to the tree. Some of them are dangling. Some of them are just sitting on the ground. They're in like various states of decay. Like when we show you the picture, you'll be able to see. Ew. Like you can definitely tell there's like years of different dolls happening on this Whoa. Island because they all look so different and they're all different types.
Whoa.
So he would like literally... when something would wash up out of the canal and it's dirty and covered in mud or whatever, he wouldn't clean it. He would just like pick it up, immediately tie it up on a tree. So it's like whatever was on it, however it looked, didn't make any attempt to clean it. It was just like, yeah, let's just hang it as it is.
Okay.
So,
what is going on psychologically here?
So those who knew Don Julian said that the dolls had completely changed him, and it was as if he was driven by some unknown, unseen force to continue collecting and displaying the dolls. So there's some very obsessive repeating of actions here where they're like, he doesn't know why he's doing it. The family doesn't know why he's doing it. Friends don't know why he's doing it. He's just driven to do it.
When you said that to begin with, too, I was like, does he have like OCD and he's trying to appease that?
That's one of my theories.
Okay.
So word of the haunted island spread in 1943 when the film Maria Candelera by Emilio Fernandez was shot on the island. Emilio is like a very well-known filmmaker.
Okay.
He was very well respected, and this movie was shown at an international film festival, so it won awards, but it made the existence of this island very well known.
Okay.
So the island was officially named in 1950 Isla de los Muñecas, so Island of the Dolls. The island was swarmed by tourists who Don Julian invited with open arms. He saw the dolls not as creepy but as protectors, and he would give tours of the island and he would allow guests to take photos of the dolls for a small fee.
Okay.
Just so he could support himself.
Yeah.
The draw to the island was only grown in popularity since the mysterious death of Don Julian in 2001. His body was found in the exact same spot he claims to have found the body of the girl all those years ago. Stories vary of whether he died of a heart attack or if he too drowned similarly to the girl in his story.
They don't know, though? They didn't investigate?
I couldn't find anything about, like,
an autopsy
or anything set
in
stone.
When did he die?
Like 2001.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, like, they have the technology.
They have the technology. It's just whether the family has access to that.
Right. And funding. And
yeah.
What if they're all tokens? It was a demon.
Will you take these dolls as payment?
More like, I murdered this little girl and here's her doll.
Yeah.
Ooh. Interesting theory. Are you getting there?
No, I'm just kidding.
We're ruining it?
No, not really. There's this story is like you want there to be something more to it, but so much of it is so secretive.
It's just some and crazy such, dude.
Yeah, it's honestly, I'll go into sources for this. One of them was fucking TripAdvisor.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because it's such a touristy spot now. Right. So like whatever was there, I feel like has been lost to tourism.
Ah.
So I feel like any mysterious aspects are gonna be forgotten.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a very huge paranormal spot now, so like lots of shows have gone there, like Ghost Adventures. I know BuzzFeed did an episode on it. Mm-hmm. Some other ghost shows have gone and visited
because it's supposedly haunted, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, supposedly, like, it's very haunted. Like, people hear whispers, like feet running on the island, and I'll get into the paranormal stuff in a second.
Okay.
So we can talk about that a little bit more, and I want to know what you guys think. So tourists now bring more dolls to the island, and it continues to grow, seemingly like a living creature of its own. Locals feel the dolls are not haunted, but rather that they are charmed. And even though they even believe that, like, the only thing is really there's nothing inhabiting the dolls, mm-hmm. So there's not like spirits inside them. They're just weird. There's weird charms on the island. The only things really inhabiting the dolls now are, like, insects and nests of spiders and...
That makes it worse.
Horrifying shit. You can see some videos where, like, someone's just, like, taking a picture of this doll and, like, a millipede will crawl out of it. Oh, it's really... It's horrifying.
Too many legs.
Sorry.
That is what will make me vomit.
Just the bite.
I cannot. Just, like, I think I've seen a picture of, like, this doll with, like, eggs laid in her.
Oh, yeah. There's, like, thousands of spiders in them.
Gonna vomit, getting queasy.
Yeah.
Getting queasy.
Sorry. Trigger warning for bugs.
Trypophobia.
Oh, God. Oh. Why did you bring it up?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
I can't close my eyes without seeing fucking lotus pods. Asshole.
I keep triggering myself.
I hate you guys. So other people though on the canals will tell you that the dolls are possessed by the spirit of the girl who drowned. The dolls will sometimes open their eyes, move their arms, or turn their heads to watch you.
No.
Absolutely
not. No. I'm out.
How the fuck are these dolls not haunted in the their eyes, you know?
It's like
they're
some
charmed.
People are like,
it's
they're
charming
fine.
That they move their fucking eyes even though they're plastic. No, it's not.
Well,
charming.
And the nephew says that sometimes when he's on the island he can hear like some of the dolls talking, but some, like, specifically some of them will sound like they're like doing the baby doll cry even though they don't have batteries, or some of them don't have the capacity to make sound.
This is a really creepy version of Toy Story. I just want you to know that.
Oh no.
Yeah, really creepy version of Toy Story.
I hate that.
They talk, they move.
He all named
they watch
one.
You.
Yeah.
Ah, why did you say that?
Because they're watching you.
Private eyes.
Fucking hate it.
So the island is still accessible to those who would like to visit it. Some rowers of the canal refuse to go there, though, out of superstition. But that superstition is not only for the dolls, which is the reason why they feel like the island is also haunted. It's they believe that the entirety of Xochimilco is haunted due to the Mexican Revolution. When that went through that town, they basically, lots of people were murdered, of mm-hmm. course, but they, instead of, like, burying their dead, they would throw the bodies into the canals.
Okay.
So, years later, when they were trying to clean up the canals to make it more, just accessible, mm-hmm. like, skulls and body parts were coming up out of the waters.
That's
so... They feel like a lot of energy.
I don't think the dolls are a good idea.
No. So, like, they feel like a lot of energy is just tied to the location.
That's right.
So, that's probably just making things worse.
Yeah.
But going back to the nephew a little bit, he said, because he's the one that found his uncle's body, Don Julian's body.
Okay.
And he says that that dark shadow that I was mentioning before, he saw that his uncle's body in the water. The dark shadow of whatever it was near it,
mm-hmm.
near the body, and then it swam off the moment that he walked towards the body, and then it was at that moment where the body seemed more lifeless, like whatever was in the water had taken his spirit.
Holy shit.
And that's what he says in some interviews, is that he believes that whatever that was took his spirit.
That's fucking terrifying.
What the fuck?
Janae, let's go.
No, I'm not fucking going to this. Are you crazy?
No, so, like, all the spirits are like, you need to put up a doll for me because I want to live.
Yeah. I want to live.
So that's what's, like, in these dolls, is where these spirits do.
Well, like, I have...
They're empty vessels. Dolls are fucking empty vessels for spirits.
How do you think voodoo dolls work?
Yeah.
Everyone listening.
Yeah.
And they totally practice, like, some manifesting witchcraft shit, but...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But it's, like... When he mentioned the shadow at first, I was like, yeah, whatever, a big fishy shadow. And then I was like, oh, shit, it could be the mermaids that they're mentioning and then the canals. Or it could maybe be the spirit of this girl. That's what he was saying, is it could be the spirit of the girl that's inhabiting the waters. And she took a spirit with her.
Huh.
Because they were so entwined with each other throughout life. Or his life, specifically.
Yeah.
A small museum has now been... Yeah, and a small museum has been erected onto the island now. It has newspaper clippings about the island, and it has some information on Don Julian. There is a little shop in the hut that Don Julian used to live in, and one of the three rooms in the store still has his bedroom in it. It has also Don Julian's favorite doll, Augustina, as well as the first doll he collected that is believed to belong to the girl.
Okay.
So these dolls are maintained, clothed, and even given offerings by visitors. I say that's a bad idea because you're giving power to them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same as, like, when you visit, like, Robert the doll, like, you have to ask his permission to take pictures and, like, leave him stuff. It's the same concept, right?
Yeah. Or, yeah, what if they're, like, actually realizing that they are charmed and that, you know, offering will accomplish something, like, whatever they're
that's kind of what
do.
they're saying is like
spells.
They're trying to appease the spirits or continue to make them happy, mm-hmm. so that the energy doesn't get negative.
Okay.
So it's kind of similar to like old religions,
mm-hmm. yeah.
where you give offerings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
it's just interesting.
Yeah. So some look at the history of the island and believe that Don Julian made up the story of the girl due to his isolation, and there was never any reports of a body being found.
Is that what you think, Les? You're, like, nodding pretty aggressively. Yeah.
I just feel like he was, like, a weirdo and then likes attention
mm-hmm.
and kind of, like, banked on it.
Yeah, they were saying he was, like, horribly, horribly isolated. There are lots of homes along the canals, and, like, if you go there, they have these really big stations throughout the canals that you can go on these beautifully decorated boats. Some of them make you dinner and have music playing and will, like, just take you on this long... kind of like tour of the canals. It's very beautiful. I did it when I was a teenager, and
that sounds awesome.
There's like homes along these canals, and people will go up and like sell tamales or sell tortillas, and they'll like sell their wares that way. It's like a nice little it's a fun thing to do. This is just another part of it where it's like people live there, but he isolated himself.
Okay.
So he was trying to make something, some people think, out of his isolation. He created this story of the girl, and then I don't know if he made it to justify what he was doing with the dolls.
Right.
Or to just...
Or what if it
make
did
something
happen?
Fun.
And it was like a ghost.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he did see something.
Like showing him what happened or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They did say that he could have mistaken something for the body of a girl.
Oh, that's kind of fucking creepy.
Yeah.
It was probably a doll.
A big ass doll.
Ah,
no. It's all mermaid, like, ooh, what if these
mermaids
are actually, like, soul suckers?
That's what mermaids are, essentially.
Yeah.
Oh,
all mermaids.
I mean, they drown.
Sirens?
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
And then,
but it's all the same basic concept.
Yeah.
Right? What if they, like, did that to him and then someone, like, pooped in his body? I have so many ideas.
I like that's the noise. When a demon enters your body.
Anyway. Demon enters your body, just hangs dolls up for the rest of your
fucking
mortal life.
Creepy.
Demon has entered the chat room.
He's like, oh, I will bring these spirits into the afterlife.
That's me.
Have you seen this island then? You said you did the like canal tour?
No, we didn't go to that portion.
Okay.
We also kind of went during an off season. So
okay.
It was colder than usual. This is normally like it gets really popular when it's warmer and stuff. sense. But I didn't see this island in person. I would really like to, but it's kind of on like a different heavier tour of the canals. Okay. So they go through like different river systems pretty much. But I guess there's one you can go on that the tour is like a couple hours long, and it goes to this island and a few other locations, just like historical locations.
Okay.
So it's become like a landmark pretty much within this town.
Ew.
Interesting.
Right.
All right.
So
I guess if that's what y'all want.
Yeah. So after his death, his nephew inherited the island and has been taking care of it for years. Like his uncle, he refuses to go out at night, claiming he can hear the spirits calling to him. And some of them even tried to lure him out of his home.
It's the sirens.
Mm-hmm. He says the spirits become especially active between midnight and 3 a.m. Don Julian continues
Demon
to care
hours.
For the island. Yeah. And he does feel like it is extremely haunted. But the spirits... He also can't tell if it's like spirits of those who have drowned, of specifically the girl or children that are attached to the dolls, or if it's something else entirely.
Huh.
So, because like some people say that the little feet that he hears, the walking outside or the running, some Ew. People say it's the dolls moving around and running around at night. So
it's Toy Story. I told you, creepy version of Toy Story.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, that's worse than it being demons.
These fucking puppets.
I'd rather it be demons than the fucking dolls moving around on their own.
Yeah. So Goody it's bad. But for sources for this one, I did use IslaDeLosMuñecas.com. So it's kind of like a touristy page, but it is. It gives some pretty good information about it. It has lots of fancy pictures on there if you want to look at them.
Cool.
TripAdvisor, Curiosity.com actually had a really good
article
on it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Ghost Adventures because I'm a bitch.
It's good, though.
I used to be terrified. My parents would get me these, like, porcelain dolls. And they just fucking terrified me. I remember one time I was doing something I wasn't supposed to, just like being a nosy ass bitch and like going through shit.
Being nosy ass bitch.
I also maced myself in the face this day on accident. But this doll, dude, I remember like being like, oh my god, these fucking dolls are like looking at me. They put them on top of their dresser.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, just kind of sneaking around. And the doll like flopped over and looked like right down at me.
You're like, God, get out of here.
I'm
me.
Sorry.
Like, oh my God.
I gotta go.
Well, that was good. It was interesting. Like, we haven't done a paranormal in a while.
Yeah. Ooh, I love paranormal.
I have a few of them coming up.
Yay!
So, if you guys like paranormal stuff, stick around with us.
For sure. Make sure, if you're enjoying what we do, you review us on Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star review. It really helps us out, helps other people find us.
Come back for more, you dirty sluts.
Mm-hmm. And also, we're so nice to you. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Not a Boogeyman.
And if you want something fun, we are starting a new thing on our website.
A new thing.
You might have seen some posts on our Instagram if you follow us there. If you don't, I don't know why you're not. We're funny.
Wow.
God damn it. We post books sometimes because we are avid readers.
Yeah, I love this.
And so we started a little book club because we're all... You know, macabre here.
Yeah.
And if you want to read some cool true crime books and get some reviews, go there on our website. It's just namnab.com. And you can find stuff there, like Cult Bingo or Kidnapper Bingo. Not Kidnapper, Serial
bingo.
Killer Bingo. Binger. But we've got fun stuff there.
Yeah. And if you have a case for us, we want to hear it.
Yup. Even if it's like just in your hometown, not famous at all, you got something you want us to say, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Send it to notamonsternotaboogeyman@gmail.com. Come back next week. I have a fucking wild story for you.
Come back because you liked being scared and laugh and blah blah blah.
And being
listening.
Really fucking angry
because
you guys are
listening
gonna be
to us
pissed
be angry
this next week.
Fuck.
And getting aggressively spoken to.
All right. Bye.
Bye.